So to respond to the delegate of Canada, I think one of the things that we always have to balance is the realization that any military acquisition is going to be balanced against operational need and cost. And so when you see the lines that that my charts allude to, what you see here is two things happening in those time periods. One of them was war, was the Vietnam War at the time, and the other one was the invention of better sensor technologies that were operationally cheap enough to put on weapons, to put on missiles in particular. So we had the design and application of homing and navigation that was, you know, GPS, smart bombs, laser-guided munitions, things like this, that were coming online at that time. So they were operationally necessary and they were cost-effective enough to put on the system, so they were widely adapted and adopted. With newer systems, with target prioritization and loitering and automatic target recognition and these types of things, those are expensive. And they're still relatively limited to their operational use and need. So I would say that it really depends on where you see that line going, is what the state of the world's going to look like, and if there's an armed conflict that would require those types of weapons. To the notion of the distinguished delegate of Algeria's notion of, you know, autonomy, is it human intelligence? And to me, this is just the wrong place to think about autonomy as being equivalent to a human being, or that only human beings are autonomous, because actually the binary between total autonomy and total dependence is a false dichotomy. It's a false binary. We're all equally able to have capacities to choose as human beings, and we're able to pursue certain goals and sub-goals. You can give a machine the ability to have goals and sub-goals as well that it chooses. It's just a capacity-based approach rather than this kind of moral ontology, if you will. Which finally, I'd actually just like to respond to one of our panelists, Dr. Dene, to clarify as well, I think, for conceptual issues. You know, my study at least is not looking at a spectrum and trying to figure out where on a spectrum something lies. To me, it's just a capabilities approach. Does it have a capability, even if it's bad, does it have a capability, yes or no? And then you can talk about developments and honing of that. And that, I think, is important for the discussion here today, because if you say it does have a minimal capability to do something, there's always room for improvement. But getting that capability initially is the hard part. And then it's a cost and efficiency question about how to better institute that. Thank you.